Hey, Dr. Randy here. Are you a single mom or dad? You know some of the unique challenges you face during this holiday season. Maybe this is the first time you've been alone. Maybe there's been a death or a divorce, change in your status. And we know that the holidays tend to bring out whatever's in the tea bag. It's like a tea bag in hot water. The holidays are sort of the hot water, the stress of expectations and everything associated with it. It kind of draws out whatever's going on in your life. So if you're a single mom or dad, or maybe a single person, your kids are already raised, what are you doing during this holiday to make it special? We've got some great calls lined up. We'll get to here in just a little bit from around the country as people sharing with us what they're doing as a single person or a single parent to make it special during this holiday. So again, hey, single moms and dads, join us. Maybe you know a single mom or dad. Give them a call and tell them to join us for Intentional Living.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I am now 47 years old. I have not been married, and I am just enjoying my growth and my relationship with the Lord and intimacy with Him. At times, it does get difficult. At times, it does get lonely. But I'd rather be with the Lord and know that He has my back and I'm growing in the things of God than to be in a relationship that is unequally yoked and not of God. I'm believing God for that special mate one day to come, but until then, I just want to encourage my sisters that have not been married to just realize that God has a greater purpose for you.
Well, you know what? You get the gold star today for wisdom, because taking time to say, I'm going to be very careful in developing relationships and not allow loneliness or the stress of the holidays to force me to be making decisions I shouldn't do, is a very wise thing. That comment, I hope for every single mom or dad listening today, will resonate in your heart how powerful that is to take your time and move slowly when it comes to relationships. You know, before we get to our calls, one of the things I know in talking with and helping encouraging single moms and dads over the years is that there's some things that can really be a challenge in your life. Guilt is one of those things. Guilt can sort of permeate your thinking, I should have, or why didn't I? And during the holiday season, you think maybe if I spend more or do more, or your expectations are unrealistic. And then January rolls around, you got yourself into debt, you got further in the hole. Can I encourage you, even though Christmas is a fun time for the family and for the kids, what your kids need from you more than that is just you, being present, keeping focus on what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. Why do we celebrate this? You know, I noticed when we turn on television today, you hardly hear any reference to the true meaning of Christmas. There's a lot of celebration and fun and all that kind of thing. I think now more than ever, we're hearing less and less about the true meaning of Christmas. And frankly, the only way your kids or grandkids are going to learn about it is if you teach them. So can I encourage you as we enter into this season that we keep the true meaning of Christmas alive and our expectations reasonable, okay? I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We'll get to our calls here in just a little bit, talking about singles, single moms and dads, and singles during the holidays.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'm calling from Phoenix. I am a single, I'm 27, and I think oftentimes it can be easy for the enemy to creep in with those thoughts and those lies around this season, where we're feeling alone or that, you know, our life isn't looking how we imagined it when we were younger. And I think even just acknowledging those lies and changing the thought process to being thankful and just having a thankful heart that thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have this time as a single to invest in other relationships and to spend time with family and ultimately knowing that the Lord knows what is best and thanking Him for keeping us single, because, you know, He's prepping somebody else, or He's continuing to prep our hearts for marriage, or prepping us for a lifetime of singleness, whatever that may be, just going back to having a thankful heart. That's what's definitely helped me as I navigate this journey of singleness.
That's good. Thank you for sharing that. I think it gets back to perspective, so much of it. And this expectation thing that I talked about, whenever it's larger than reality, and at the holidays, it just seems to be like on steroids, the expectations. You know, this year is going to be different. This year is going to be better. This year, you know, things are going to be different. And they sometimes are and sometimes they aren't. And I was thinking over Thanksgiving. This was the year we alternate with family, and we have family with us on Thanksgiving one year, and then we do it an off weekend on the other year. So you share with families. You know how that works? Well, this year, we got through Thanksgiving. This was our year with the family. And Donna started to feel sick, you know, the cold, the flu, whatever the stuff is going around. And we got through Thanksgiving, and boy, she just bottomed out. And so instead of having, you know, this refreshing, relaxing weekend, expectations minus reality, you know, and you learn to, you have to adapt, you have to adjust. All right, let's find out what John wants to talk about in terms of being single. Hey, John, welcome to the program.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm on a cell phone in a car from Lansing, Michigan.
Well, okay. Greetings. What have you learned, John, as a single person about expectations at the holiday season here?
Well, this is something I've held on to for a long time, not only single but married. December 25th is one day. What's the other 364 days of the year? Now, a lot of people want to take that one day and overpower the other 364 days with one day. If I don't live up to what you want me on that one day, the other 364 days can go to, and you can fill in the blank. That just ain't right.
Well, that's absolutely right, John. I was thinking like on Thanksgiving, we had, you know, family over and you spend 4 or 5 hours and you enjoy it. It's a great celebration. There's a lot of tradition. I'm big into making sure we have tradition. I think that's important. But you're right, John. I think when we put so much emphasis on one day, our life should be one of following Christ and honoring Him and honoring our family every day of the year, all 364 days of the year. But here's what happens. I think what happens so often on a holiday is everybody comes to the scene with a certain set of expectations, and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not good. It may be family members that haven't gotten together in a while or frankly don't get along all that well, and the expectations on one family member for the other, or at Christmas, the gift giving that doesn't get, measure up to what you expect. And that's why there's such a letdown. We know in December and January in particular, we've seen some of the stats that depression rises and people have more challenges with mental illness and all the things associated with drug abuse and so on because of the fact that during the season, the expectations are so high. And you're absolutely right. It's the 364 other days of the year that we need to focus on, the other 364 days of the year, every day living for Christ. So when we get to a Christmas day, when we get to a Thanksgiving day, we've got real reason to celebrate. And here's another thing I'll throw in. Don't wait until Christmas Day to try to resolve a problem with a person. You got a problem, an issue, resolve it many weeks before. And because if you don't, I'm telling you, that's not the day to try to solve problems. Well, how do you weigh, if you're a single person, how do you weigh in? What do you do? How do you thrive? What's the question that you have? 888-888-1717. Thanks, John, for your call.
I've been single all my life. I'm 59 years old. My name is Candy. And my mother just died this year at 91. And I've been alone ever since. And I see all the things that I need to do, and I've been trying to be intentional about doing all the things that need to be done. But I also know that there are others out there that need so much more. And it breaks my heart to hear people say, well, I'll call you or I'll come and see you, and then nobody ever shows up. I hurt for singles at Christmas and also widows because sometimes nobody ever shows up. I want to be very intentional about getting a hold of these people and seeing what I can do to help them out. Thank you very much for your program, Randy. Bye.
Boy, that's a good reminder. There are people, widows, people in need, people sick, people homebound, people for the first season, maybe after the loss of a spouse, a death of a spouse, or a divorce, will be struggling. And if you can reach out even to one, or if you're in that situation, that you not sit and feel sorry for yourself, which is an easy thing for all of us to do, but to find an opportunity to reach out to somebody that's always in greater need than we are. Don and I were talking about that over Thanksgiving. We are so blessed, and as a nation, I mean, no matter what state you live in or where you are, we are blessed. When you look around the world, when you see what's happening on this planet, when you see what's happening politically around the world, we are blessed people, for sure. All right, Ronnie's on the line. Welcome to the program, Ronnie. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question today?
My question today is how to rise above the feeling of being unwanted with the family. You know, to forgive the family when they don't want you around.
Huh. Is this a new experience, or has it been a lifelong or long-term?
It's been a long-term, lifelong, exactly. You know, like I said, I'm the black sheep of the family. I try to, you know, I'm no angel. Try to make amends, but, you know, every holiday, something comes up, and I'm left out.
Well, so you don't get invited? You don't get connected?
I don't get invited. And like this past Thanksgiving dinner, my family went down to Las Cruces. They didn't invite me. They knew I was going to be here in Albuquerque all alone with no friends and nobody to have a Thanksgiving dinner with. And they knew that. And my own mother and her husband chose to leave me behind and go on this trip, road trip without me. And they took my son, but they didn't take me.
Do you have a relationship with them off season, when just throughout the year, do you have contact with your family?
Yeah, you know, I thought my mother and I had a pretty good relationship, but, you know, her husband and I, we do not get along.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be together as a couple this year, but we don't want Ronnie with us.
Right, but they took my son.
Yeah.
They took my son with them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to your mom about this?
I have, but, you know, it just goes around in circles. Mm-hmm. You know, we both are trying, you know, we're born-again Christians. We try to live the life of, you know, of Jesus Christ by, you know, reading the Bible, going to Calvary, but, you know, all these trials and tribulations keep coming up, and
yeah,
I just get left out.
Well, Ronnie, I'm sorry about that, and it's not as it should be, especially in a Christian family. But it's a reality, and we got a lot of people listening because of situations that have occurred in the past that have been unresolved, or divorces and remarriages. There are many families who have just gone through Thanksgiving and will at Christmas time experience what you've experienced. Instead of having the old time, getting together, you know, the traditions, the things that you used to do and the way it used to be, it's something different now. It's a different family structure, different relationships, different priorities, different expectations. And your question is, how do I rise above it? And I think your expectations have to be adjusted, because if your mother's remarried and she's got a husband that you don't connect with and you're unable to connect with, this is probably going to be a reality when it comes to a special day, a Thanksgiving day or Christmas day. But here's what I encourage you to do. I think you rise above it by doing two practical things. One is getting outside of yourself and finding other people like yourself in need, other people in your community in need. It could be at the rescue mission. It could be someone who needs food, family that needs some gifts. Something you can do where you invest in someone who cares, frankly. I think we put unrealistic expectations that our family is always going to meet our needs, and the reality is many times they're not willing to do it, or unwilling to do it, or they're not equipped to do it, or the relationship isn't such that that's going to happen. And so there's a world of hurt, a world of need around us, and we can reach out. And Ronnie, you sound like a smart guy and you're a compassionate person to find some people in the need in your area there in New Mexico and reach out to them for Christmas. Get involved with some single outreaches and some things that are going on in the church where you can serve other people. Secondly, I would work on during the off season to really build that relationship with your mom and with your stepdad, with her husband, and see if you can bridge over some of these things and build a stronger relationship. And you do that sometimes one-on-one over an extended period of time. But you know what? There are times when that doesn't happen. You know, there's just a reality. There's a breach in some relationships that keep that from ever becoming a reality in a person's life. And in your case, Ronnie, if that's what you're facing, there's a point where you've got to say, hey, the expectations aren't, you know, realistic, and I got to change reality and start investing in the lives of other people.
Right.
Is that something you can do?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can definitely do that, but, you know, it still hurts when I'm going to be out there with strangers that are lonely like me, but knowing that I have a family out there that I would like to be with and share time with.
Sure, hurts.
And it hurts.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's totally appropriate to be able to express that to the people that you love, Ronnie. And I think it's an opportunity to sit down with your mom and just say exactly what you said to me. I hope she's listening. Just hurts. Just hurts. You know, the stuff. There's a point where we get all the stuff in history. I don't know what it is in your case, and there may be some reasons they're concerned. I don't know. But at the end of the day, the hurt is real, and God loves you, Ronnie, and it's not only finding other people that you get with that are also lonely, but in the reality is you support one another. There's other people just in need. They may not even be lonely. They just have needs, and you may have some skills and resources and things that you can do to invest in their life. You know, it's not intended to be a pity party. It's an opportunity of service, and I encourage you to do that no matter what you do in trying to reconnect with your family. That's where I thought about the fact that we judge on expectations, God judges on intention. And it's something we need to look at on a regular basis. You know, this is the point, I think, in life when people reject God. How many people do you know who have rejected God because God doesn't make any sense? How could He take my baby? How could He let that car accident occur? How can we have poverty in parts of the world today? And people use that as an opportunity to say, God makes no sense, I'm rejecting the whole thing. And many of us question it too. People, I know people, and you do too, who have come along and they, as the scripture says, the seed went down into kind of hard soil or it didn't take root, and then those tough times come, and because of the heat of the moment or the problems that are faced, they reject it and they walk away from the faith. And it's a lot of times when God makes no sense, that's the time that we're going to bail out. It's not when things are going well. You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month, When God Doesn't Make Sense. And let's face it, in times in each of our lives, there are moments when that is probably what we're feeling. We live in a fallen world. We live in a sinful world, a lost world, a world without hope outside of Jesus Christ. And during this month, when we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, what a reminder that we don't worship that baby in Bethlehem. And if Jesus had not been the Son of God and given His life for us on the cross and the resurrection, it would just have been another Jewish baby born 2,000 years ago. And so this time of celebrating this birth is because of what happened when we celebrated Easter, the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And I'm thinking particularly during these holiday season that some of you as singles, we've been talking about being single and in the holidays, it can be particularly stressful, and you've been sharing your stories, and so I hope that each of us will have opportunity through our churches, through our neighborhood, through our communities to reach out to those that may be struggling today, maybe through loss or death, a single person that didn't anticipate being single this Christmas or struggling in some way, but an opportunity to reach out to them. Hey, thank you for your support. Come and join us at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. That's very true. And I welcome you to Intentional Living. If you just joined us, we're talking about singles at the holidays. We're talking about expectations when they don't meet reality. Disappointment always follows. And of course, the common sense. Don't overspend. Don't overeat. Don't overexpect. Enjoy an opportunity to serve. You know, really give an opportunity to care for other people. The expectations are so huge between now and the end of the year. And singles have been weighing in on this. Speaking of singles, my friend Dr. Kevin Lehman always has a perspective on life. Here's an intentional thought for singles from Kevin.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. I can't think of a tougher job in life than being a single mom or a single dad. You know, 84% of all kids who are in single-parent homes live with guess who? Mama Bear. Couple things for you to keep in mind. Number one, if divorce comes your way and all of a sudden you're alone, don't panic. The same Lord that helps you with everything can help you through this time. Yes, it might mean that you have to bail out and move in with your parents, but my suggestion is make as few major choices as possible in the first year. Keep things as consistent as you possibly can. And although your parents want to help, make sure that you don't pass the baton of parenthood to them. They're the grandparent. You're the parent. Be a good one. God will help you through this.
Yes, he will, my friend. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Lehman. Okay, let's go to the calls. Here we got Lisa, who wants to apparently comment on Ronnie's call. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate your call.
Hi. Yes, I just want to tell him, I didn't get to hear the whole story, but I got to hear part of it. And I want him to know that there's people out here that's going to keep him in prayer. Sorry, I'm kind of like losing myself. And I do understand where he's at. I have a dad that I really don't know. It's kind of like a one-way situation. I put all the effort in to keep in touch with him, but he doesn't reach back out. So I know that pain, especially through the holidays, wanting to be with the ones that you love, and they're just not there. So I guess I just want him to know that, you know, he's in prayer, and the feelings I understand, and I am so sorry that he has to deal with it as well.
I'm sorry. For you, too, Lisa. It sounds like you maybe think, you know, maybe next time or the next communication or the try a little harder, maybe I'll get through to him this time. It just doesn't seem to work.
No, it don't. It don't. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I know that I can do is I keep praying. I keep asking God to step in and intervene because, I mean, that's the only way it's going to happen. And I know that. And someday it's going to happen. And I will, you know, he'll reach out there. But until that day, you know, God knows the right day, the right time, and the right place. Mm-hmm. And I just keep that, my faith in that. And to Rodney, that's the only thing you can do, too. Just know that there's people out there that's going through the same thing. And, you know, there's people out there that love him and, you know, are going to keep him in prayer. And I just want him to know that.
Well, I hope he's still listening. Thank you, Lisa. And we'll be praying for you, too. I know you're hurting. I can hear it in your voice. And, boy, again, holidays for some are always the high point, and for others, it's the reality point of disappointment. Expectations greater than reality always equals disappointment. Singles in the holidays, here's the good news. God loves you. He cares for you. He is a friend that the scripture says sticks closer than a brother. Can I add maybe closer than a mother and a father and a brother and everybody else? Keeping your focus on him.
I am a single mother. My daughter will be 5 here in a month. I was married and my ex-husband left when I was 3 months pregnant. So I have had quite an experience with dealing with every Christmas alone. I have actually never spent a Christmas with a man. It's always been with family or friends. And as my daughter gets older, it gets more and more difficult because before it was just, you know, her and mommy. And she's in preschool now, and all of her classmates, their parents are still together or married or, you know, even live together, and I am the only single mother there. And she starts looking at me as, why are you still single? And I catch her sometimes talking to, like, gentlemen that I know either from church or wherever. And she's like, oh, my mommy, she's a great person. You need to come meet her.
And how old is she?
Five in a month in January.
Sound like your little five-year-old is the marketing manager for your personal relationships here, Mom. Talking to singles today, and I have to admit, I've really never been single. Well, I was before I got married, but married as a teenager, 19. And so my whole life, my whole adult life has been with a wonderful wife. My wife, Donna, and I married for many years. And so it's hard for me to totally relate, but I know that we know so many people who have, for any number of reasons, by choice or maybe through death or divorce, been single or are single, and hearing some of their stories, we know that there are some specific challenges, in particular challenges to any group, but certainly for singles during the holiday. And we appreciate the stories today, and I hope they've been encouraging to you. And we would love to hear your story. You know, we're about hearing the stories of how people are choosing to be intentional, which is really the question. How are you choosing to be intentional as a single person during this Christmas season? Come and share it with us. You can call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, where we'd love to hear your story today. Secondly, just before we wrap up the show today, I want to thank the owners and the managers and the staff here at the radio station for allowing us to partner and be a part of your ministry every day with our Intentional Living Ministry. We work together. We're in partnership in many ways. And I hope you're supporting the radio station. You're standing with the radio station as they close out their year, because they have needs as well. And then as you're able to continue to help us so we can put the programs together and the podcasts and present all that we do here at Intentional Living, I want to say thank you for standing with us with your generous financial support. And as we close out 2025 here in the next few days, we need a big push. This is the biggest month of giving. Typically, it's a giving month, right? And so what happens between now and the 31st will be critical. So can I ask you just boldly, be as generous as you can. Your love gift will be appreciated. How do you do that? Call. You can give at 888-888-1717 during business hours. Press number 2, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on that donate icon. I want to say thank you for your support and your generosity here for the Ministry of Intentional Living, which is a part of the Ministry of Intentional Life Media.